participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Will you see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Let's take a call. Cape California. Hello.
Hi, Larry. Hi. Don Imus. How you doing today? Love your radio show. Can you tell me what happened to Don and Mike and New York City? If they're not on live anymore?
Are they back on? They were taken off for a while. Are they on or not on the air in New York, Don?
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know whether they're on or not.
Well, Don and Mike are on. They're on in Washington, right? Don and Mike.
I think that's where they originated from. Yeah.
Las Vegas. Hello.
Stay tuned for your chance to win big money by naming the celebrity burp. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
This episode deals with the inappropriateness of racial invectives and contains coarse racial slurs. Your discretion is advised.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3630. They're ready to believe. Stop the rock. 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 Can't stop the rock. Can't stop the rock.
Unfortunately, it's a gay book. And here's Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Thank you, Rob. And hi, and thanks for listening, everybody. Don and Mike Show, new episode on this Wednesday. July 31st.
Right.
Phone number 877-365-3636 from anywhere in America. Washington, D.C. on WJFK. What?
I'm nothing.
202-432-1067.
I'm letting my vitamin B12 dissolve into my tongue.
Are you Philadelphia. WYSP 215-263-7625. And New Jersey 609-590-9494. As we continue to broadcast from Philadelphia, our way of saying thanks for the great ratings, we're here at 94 WYSP,
where it is a sparkler of a day compared to what we've been dealing with today. Yeah. There is no humidity.
And boy, that made it much easier for me being sodomized in front of the Liberty Bell today.
Well, today it drew a crowd because everybody's out with the good weather. And, you know, why go see the main attraction in the city of Philadelphia when they can see Buzz taking what amounts to that bell-ringing stick and putting it, you know, where you don't like it to be put?
At least I kissed you.
And
yeah, with tongue.
I bled all of, as a matter of fact, the Liberty Bell, yeah, everybody got to look at another crack.
Mm-hmm.
The Liberty Bell is right outside the WYSP studios,
right.
and you can follow the trail of dripping blood all the way from the Liberty Bell to the front door of WYSP.
When he was through with you, you looked wiped.
Yeah.
Well, he loves sodomizing me, and I told him, I'll announce your name. You don't have to sodomize me. And he told me today he does it just for the fun of it.
Well, he does, and now I'm amused at it, too.
Anyway, so here he is, Buzz.
Hi. Hi, Don and Mike.
Buzz.
Hi.
NASA Buzz. and of course, I'm his bitch.
Yeah, you are. It's true.
I'm his sodomized bitch.
Yeah, but he doesn't have a hat today.
So we, do we have a lot of stuff to tell you about yesterday and last night. And we will be playing on today's show, The Nude Feud.
The Nude Feud. Yeah.
Now, when we were out front of the radio station today, sitting in Cancer Corner.
Yes.
We ran into a variety of people.
We did.
Who listened to the show.
Nice folks.
Who came up and were wondering about playing the game.
One particular large strapping man covered with tattoos was immediately selected by Lisa to play the Nude Feud.
And then a girl, I think a homeless woman, came up and she wanted to play.
She inquired about the rules, and after a very brief but clear explanation, she went off to the public restroom to prepare.
The only thing she wanted to know is if she didn't win the money, if she won like Creed tickets,
right,
or tickets to Tool,
right,
or Eagles tickets, could she resell them?
Yeah, and we said absolutely.
Sure.
Do whatever you want. And she was very excited about that.
And then there was
she's selling her own blood.
Then there was another girl out there who really, nice looking woman, a very handsome woman, but wanted to be begged.
Oh, she was a whiner.
To play
from the
game.
Very beginning.
No.
And I, you know, she, anybody that listens knows we said the Nude Feud, and you know, you were very kind to her. You explained it to her. You went through the rules. Rob and I were already down on her. We didn't want to have anything to do with
her. If you're smart, you're not going to have to take any clothes off, and you might walk out with between $100 and $500.
Right. She said, well, I'll tell you, if it gets down to it and I'm not playing well, I'll walk out. And it's like, and I said, well, why are we having this discussion?
I said, well, we can't physically restrain you. And
right.
She said, well, I'm not showing my ho-hos or
my tatas, my ho-hos, my yabus, my gonzobulators, my
whatever,
fun bags, my dairy pillows.
Whatever.
She had dairy pillows, though.
Yeah. Yes, she did.
They were large.
Big ones.
Mm.
You know, and for a girl who claims she doesn't want to get on a radio show,
yes,
where no one would see her and get naked,
right,
I have to question why she would be wearing a very tight spandex top,
yeah,
with no bra.
Good question.
On the streets of Philadelphia where you could virtually see her teats through the shirt. Right.
This discussion is over, ma'am. Step away from the home. Step away from the home. And what's going on downstairs outside our studios?
What, yeah, like a remote.
Because, I mean, they have this wonderful promotion team at WYSP in Philadelphia.
The Extreme Team. We were out with them last night.
We were marveling at the way they work. Were most of those people from the Extreme Team? Because the guys down there are just doing everything. This is such a prepared,
it looked like
well-oiled
a
machine. It's incredible.
I mean, really, they did stuff that would take us at WJFK
never
hours to do.
And
I
who is the Catherine Zeta-Jones, Cameron Diaz, Linda Carter?
Boy, is she sweet.
What is her role? She was prancing around out there.
She's the station guma.
She is?
Wow.
No, I don't know. I'm guessing there. I'm hoping
she wasn't
there
at the party last night.
No.
She sure wasn't, Mike.
No, she sure wasn't.
I only remember the girl, and it's not because I had too much to drink.
Mm-hmm.
Very early, Rob and I were sober as judges when we left. There were so many.
Let's not go too far.
There were so many people there. I ended up spending most of my time talking to a woman who works at WYSP who was sitting next to Rob and I, and all I remember about her conversations with me was that if she drinks vodka, she will break out in hives immediately.
I spoke very briefly with her, but we did have the same discussion that she cannot drink vodka because of the hives.
All night I kept saying, just have a glass of vodka. Let
right
me see if you're going to break out. I don't believe...
That's what you say to everybody at the bar. Have a little glass of vodka.
I don't believe that you'll break out in hives. Do it. Let me see you. I don't believe you, and she would not take me up on the challenge.
Go on, do it again.
Well, there was much much revelry and much drinking that went on, and...
shots were had.
I made a terrible, terrible tactical error when I walked in there.
What?
Laying my credit card down, and, you know, I laid it down for our crew. You know,
I bought the hats, Mark.
Yeah, you bought out the hats, and you came out ahead in that deal. I walked in, laid our credit card down for our band of merrymakers, and didn't realize until the very end when we were leaving that apparently WYSB, the entire staff, was drinking on moi last night. It was fascinating.
Wow. Yeah.
But the total bar tab, it was well under $2,000.
Well, that's good.
So I'm happy with that.
We had a great time.
Thanks,
we will tell you about
it. You're welcome.
Everything that happened. Let me just say we need five girls,
mm-hmm.
five guys. That's the optimum to play the nude feud today. We can make it work with 3-on-3.
Yeah, but we'd like to get a little bit of a turnout. We don't want to have any begging required, okay?
No, we're not going to beg. If you guys show up, we'll do it. If you don't, we got other stuff.
Do you think that the Catherine Zeta-Jones, Cameron Diaz, Linda Carter lookalike would be eligible to play the
feud? I think she works here.
Well, what does she do? Nobody's explained that to me.
I don't know.
She's lovely.
Damn, she's hot.
Yeah.
She is so hot. Listen, about Philadelphia, of course. Of course, it's a historical city, blah, blah, blah.
yeah, you showed a great deal of respect for that yesterday. Yeah.
Yesterday.
We were walking back to the hotel.
Mike and I were leaving the station, walking back to the hotel.
Holding hands.
And they had these douchebags who dress up like Ben Franklin and Thomas Paine.
The classic failed actors. You see them in many amusement parks and the various national park situations.
There's all the stupid tourists who are watching it, and they're going, Fort Knox in 7 odd years.
Ye are ye, thou thart, thart, fart, ya ye.
Here thy, these are our rules, and
we shall be free here as we proclaim thou art thine freedom thing.
So there are a group of just idiot Chinese tourists that are watching them, and as we
walk, American history.
As we walked by, I said very loudly, losers!
Well, it was about as loud, and it stopped one of the guys who was, struggling in the heat with his little colonial outfit on.
Yeah.
And thou art a heathen with thine loser comments, sir. A night in the stocks for ye.
And then the greatest one was when I walked back, and I stood there for a second while they were doing their thing.
Their playlet.
And I said, as they were standing there, I said, this was when they were answering questions from the crowd. They're mm-hmm. in character.
Right, okay? Right.
Saying, they're acting, saying, how long have you been in America? What was it like? You know, what was it like making America? How did you discover Philadelphia? And I put my hand up and yes. And Thomas Paine, I asked you not. I said, Thomas Paine, why are you wearing Nikes?
And thou art a heathen. Get ye to the stocks.
It's almost as much fun as going to the Renaissance people than effing with those guys.
It's the
guys.
Same kind of people. You know, the guys that are basically the failed actors, and then the women that all look like the girls in high school that used to eat egg salad.
So we had a great time goofing on those people.
Right.
And then last night we went to what was a birthday party for Mike, who works here at WYSP.
I believe it was Mike's 28th birthday.
Right, and O'Neill.
And as it turns out, it ended up being a party with us and all the people from the YSP Extreme Team.
Yeah, it was kind of a youth infusion here. They've got a lot of young people that work here, and it was a lot of fun.
And we had a great time on our way to this bar O'Neill's.
After we did a couple of, U-turns, go that way, go this way, go that way, go this way.
We found a hat store.
Oh, boy.
So we go in this hat store, and
I was so excited when I saw it. And, the way we all walk, we all have we all have the same kind of walking patterns. I cannot help myself but always walk up front and walk at a faster gait. And then I had to turn back to all you guys and go, hat store!
We go in the hat store, and I announce to everybody, I will buy you whatever hat you want.
Wow. And we were seriously like kids on Christmas morning.
Except for me at first.
I bought myself...
because I didn't think they'd have anything...
Yeah, Rob was very discouraged because nobody else fit his big cranium.
I bought myself the most pedestrian hat.
You were entitled to buy the boring hat.
An Eagles hat.
Because you were going to buy everybody else's hat. So then it was on us to get the slightly off-kilter hat.
So I bought myself a very nice Eagles hat.
Good.
Ended up getting Rob a straw hat.
Right.
Much like Dick Van Dyke wore in Mary Poppins.
Very good.
Straw boater, it's called.
Yep.
And that thing was
freaking expensive.
It was.
$79.
Was it really?
For a straw hat big enough to fit Rob's head.
In the old days, that's like what all the guys wore during the summer. That's what they wore.
All I got to get now is a wrinkly seersucker suit to wear.
There you go.
And then Mike got like a Chichi Rodriguez type hat.
Yeah, I loved it. It was a Stetson. I mean, a really quality hat. I woke up this morning, put it on, and said, you know, what the F was I thinking?
And not me.
Lisa got a Dennis Rodman type hat.
I thought Lisa's hat looked great on her. So there was something about that hat, but then she gave it away.
Oh, bitch.
She gave it to Spike.
That was my gift to Lisa.
Yeah. I know. Spike was wearing it at the end of the night after Lisa was gone.
Mm. But the best hat we bought was one that Spike wore for a while. But
right.
It's not Spike's hat. It's Joe Ardinger's hat.
Yes.
It is a dunce cap that says... that has the letters.
It has dunce on it.
D-U-N-C-E.
Spike was wearing it for a good long time last night, and we're taking that home with us.
After a while, Spike forgot that he'd have the dunce cap on, and Rob and I would just turn around and start laughing at him, and he would go, What?
What are you laughing at?
You're wearing a dunce hat.
Well, this is the same guy that gets his picture taken sitting in a little baby's fire truck with the plastic fire hat on.
That's right.
Right, Ed.
With his hands folded just so.
The same guy who carries the pink...
The lunchbox. Yeah, Spike, you know, nice guy. Tough to figure out. Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't want to check his crawl space.
So we had a great time in this bar, and Rob and I, at about 10, decided we've had enough.
Foolish boys.
Time to get out.
Yeah.
So Rob and I split, and we have no idea what happened afterwards.
We hung out at the bar, and then the whole gang went over to a little joint, and it's called Cheerleaders.
Huh.
Really?
Okay.
Where women dance in bikinis. Wow. And we hung out there for a little while.
Oh, I heard about this place.
With Cousin Ed, and you know, he got off his airship, so he arrived shortly after that. And we went over, and we hung out for a little while. And
I heard that there's a back room at Cheerleaders.
Yes, there is. There's a lovely back room where the dancing is a little bit more intimate.
Gotcha.
And hung out there for a little while.
Still have your hat on?
Yeah. I kept the hat on the whole time I was there. It was terrific. It ended up being me. I was the last three, of course, in the evening. It was me.
You're always there.
And I'm usually dead last. I'm usually not the last person to leave. And it was me and Spike and Mike, the birthday boy. And finally, Spike was going to give me a ride back to the hotel, but I took a cab because I simply couldn't wait for young Mike, who I was not able to say goodbye to because he was lost in the back room.
Cheerleaders. And we just heard that somebody got a phone call from Mike this morning at 5 a.m.
Really?
That apparently he was either still out or just getting home at 5 a.m.
Was Mike out? I mean, what happened to Mike? Spike, you have to tell me what happened. Spike, tell me what happened to Mike, Spike.
You know, the one thing that disappointed me last night is we didn't get a chance to visit the birthplace of Larry Fine.
Yeah, but, you know Rob and I want to go, but you know what, Rob? There's an outside chance that place is going to be visited because tonight is karaoke night. That's the way I understand it.
There's this place.
Somewhere.
This place in Philly has a giant on the wall.
Hey, Bo.
A giant portrait of Larry from the Three Stooges.
Wow. Come on, Bo.
And it's the birthplace of Larry Fine.
Wow.
And they have karaoke there.
Hey, Spike, what happened to Mike? Did he make it home okay? What was the dilly?
I drove Mike home after he tried to insist to have another drink, and I yelled at him that if he didn't need another drink.
Right. No, he was getting a little sloppy.
Left in the whole city of Philadelphia.
His eyes took on he's got those kind of puffy eyes to start with, but then they look like a couple of turtles with their heads pulled in at the very end of the evening.
So he was the drunkest. Did he throw up?
No, he was still ready to go. He was kind of mad at me for wanting to go home.
Yeah.
So I drove him home.
He wasn't disappointed in me. I'm normally Mr. Party Going, but I couldn't hang any longer.
Oh, and now I got an instant message. Mike is taking today off.
Oh, it's his birthday last night. He was out late. You know, good
birthday.
Boy. Good boy.
Mike is
fine young man.
Mike is not here now. Now, listen, Spike, hold on. Who's the Catherine Zeta-Jones girl out there?
She's out front. She has like a
long auburn, not long auburn hair, long willowy kind of like long brown hair.
Was she there last night?
Got a great smile. No, she's right out front.
She's sitting right outside the window.
She's right out here?
Yeah. She has flared pants and
hair right there.
Who is she?
That would be Jamie. She's an intern. You can't touch her.
Well, we don't want to touch her.
I'm just telling you.
Yes,
speak for yourself, Don. Well, how old is Jamie?
Jamie is 22. I believe.
22. Well, she's at age of majority. Yeah. Well, what's this no touching thing?
Well, there's we work for, she's an intern, and we're not, so we're not allowed. That's the rule.
But you're not allowed.
You're not allowed.
Mike's allowed.
We're the traveling roadshow. We can touch whoever we want. That's the way it works.
Yeah, Mike has his arm around her right now.
I wouldn't let her start talking.
Why not start talking? Why? What's going on?
Well, it just might go on for a while.
Really?
So you do have 4 hours, though.
Hi, Jamie.
Hello, how are you?
How are you? Nice to meet you.
Good.
This is Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Staring at you outside.
How long have you been interning here at WYSV in Philadelphia?
Since the end of May.
Wow. Really? Mm-hmm. You have a lovely smile.
Oh, well, thank you. I think you told me that outside.
Yes, I did.
Really?
Okay, thank you, Jamie. You can be excused now. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
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 There she goes.
Next, Mrs. Mike O'Mara. There she goes, Jamie O'Mara.
No.
Think about it, honey. Just two words, prenup. Mike's not re-upping without a prenup this time.
There will never be another. There will never be another, Don. It won't happen.
Yes, there will.
No, there will not be, I tell you. You'll believe me when we're blowing spit bubbles someday. When I'm coming, like, to visit you down in some place down in Florida.
Leisure World.
Do you remember when you told me? You remember you told me I would get married and I told you nay?
Nah, you'll have your way. You'll have a gal.
I'll have a gal, but I won't be married.
Marry her.
Bobby, come on in here.
You're the marrying type.
You know what? Maybe you'll just get really old and end up marrying his nurse.
Well, the good people at WYSB could not have been nicer last night with us. A great party and the buzz. You were missed. Just about everybody said, hey, where's that really old guy who's on your show?
Well, as you know, I'm dying, and I just couldn't make it.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Buzz.
It happens.
Just not feel it too.
Well, I would have liked to see Buzz in that hat store, you know?
Yeah.
Buzz, you got to get a hat.
I need a hat.
You know what?
Are we going to wear our hats tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Yeah.
And are you going to sing karaoke?
Well, do I have to?
Well, yeah. I think that will depend on dinner.
Yeah.
I know where we're going. I know where we're going. We'll try to get Don to motivate Don to sing.
Yeah.
I think you'll probably be able to.
Yeah.
Probably. If we're going where I think we're going, there's 100% chance that you'll hear me doing some karaoke tonight.
I love you, baby. You know, if you can't be on the road and sing with your friends, what can you do?
Right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello. Are these blowers activated?
Blower activated.
Is it humid in here, or did I have too much evening last night?
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yes and yes.
Yes. It's goddamn hot in here, Mike.
I think I'm having a heart attack.
Hot as Hades. Oh,
yeah.
Hold on, I got to ask you about that, too.
I'm having about three a day now.
Dave. Are you there, Dave?
Yeah, hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, Dave?
Yeah, hey.
You know, I don't know. The phone. We got to reset all the phones.
What the hell's wrong?
I don't know.
So come on now.
Tell me about your heart attack last night.
That's not what I just, Lisa's making more of a big deal about it than anything. I just told her when we sat down at the bar, I told her I thought I might have had a little heart attack or something like that. I think I've been having a series of them.
Lisa?
Yeah, feeling a little lightheaded.
Called as my first witness today, Lisa. But
as soon as I started drinking and smoking heavily, it was gone.
Oh, good.
Was gone.
Yeah.
What did he say, Lisa?
Lisa was getting a little freaked out.
Yeah, he scared the S out of me. He got, I think I've been having a series of mini heart attacks. and I start chuckling.
I may have had one right at the beginning of the show today. I actually thought I had one right at the beginning of the show.
Stop it.
Wow.
And then he told me he's about a month overdue to go see your doctor.
A year.
You told me downstairs you're a year and a half overdue.
It's got to be a year and a half.
Oh,
and
I don't even remember his name.
Her name. I don't remember my cardiologist's name. I think it might be
Dr. Doolittle.
Giggles.
Dr. Giggles.
Safco or something like
Dr.
that.
Dr. Detroit. Dr. Evil.
You're scaring me.
Well, I don't. I'm supposed to go because I have this. It's nothing big. It's
Dr. Love.
It's a leaky valve.
Yeah. No big deal.
Yeah.
Mini heart attack. I'm having mini heart attack.
But you know, here's the deal. If I have the major one, like during karaoke, if I somewhere beyond the, I just slow down. Yeah. Then you all know that I foretold my own demise.
If you come up with their name, I'll make you the appointment.
Oh, man.
So what did he say to you last night?
I've been having chest pains, mini heart attacks as he takes a drag of a cigarette. And
I said I've been having mini chest pains. I'm not really sure if I'm, with all the stress that I've been under, I'm having mini chest pains. Do you think, Lisa, maybe just one time? And then I died.
And
no, I mean,
back.
Right now. Right now.
You have chest pains now?
Wow.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Oh, gosh.
I'm okay. That was an effort for Mike to get up out of his chair.
There you go.
Where are the pains?
As everybody knows, I'm carrying around a little more weight than I have in the past. And, you know, the lifestyle. It's right now, I need to have a healthier lifestyle.
Yes.
Where do you feel the pain?
Right about here.
And in your left arm. You said something about your arm.
No, did not. The left arm's okay. I think I'm going to be okay here.
Did he say the left arm last night?
I thought
I'm going to be okay here. I really am. But, you know, really, after you get that third, fourth, fifth cocktail,
sure,
the pain goes away.
Yes.
It's daytime that I have trouble with. It's daytime that I have trouble with.
He's a night owl.
Yes.
It's two things. It's either, you know, hey, maybe get the ticker checked out, or there might be minor withdrawal issues during the day when there's no alcohol in my system. Other than that, I think I'm doing fine. I'm doing the work. I'm baby stepping.
Hold on. Are you really having... Seriously, no kidding on the radio.
I might feel a little lightheaded.
Are you having...
I might feel a little lightheaded once in a while.
What you consider to be chest pain?
Dr. Death, Dr. Demise, you know, Mr. We're going to be hit by a meteor. Chill out over there.
Well, now that's the pot calling the kettle black. If he's going to goof on you for health...
I fell asleep last night. I came back, and I am trying to eat and live healthier. So I came back to the hotel, had a last cigarette, and ordered a strong... A stromboli from the late night dinner menu.
Yeah, you've also
which I ate at about 2:30. What?
The mini bar.
Well, the Toblerone's, you know, calling my name when you open it up there. I've had the Snickers, the cashews, the Toblerone, and a Diet Coke.
Well, that's good.
That's what I've been eating. The lifestyle up here. This is not a city that lends itself to healthy eating. Every corner you go to, they're trying to hawk this greasy, fatty food. And you know, my breakfast sandwich was probably not the best thing to have today. The egg and bacon and cheese.
No, you took most of the bacon off.
And you bought it from the guy on the street with the metal cart. The water in there is like animal, like deer urine or something.
Yeah.
The water that's underneath warming these sandwiches.
But I heard a rumor it's where all the TV anchors eat in Philadelphia.
So
it's okay. It's okay to eat there.
Got
it. Such a star effort. Mike got all excited. He said, Salim from Channel 3.
She's an anchor.
It's an anchor.
Anchor lady. Anchor lady.
So I went over and tried to get close enough to smell her, and there was no scent. Which, you know, if you look like a TV anchor...
No feminine odor.
You're supposed to have that perfume odor. You're supposed to have that heavy, over-perfumed, you know, I'm a working gal type of thing, you know? And I tried to get close. If you get too close, you know, you're really, you know, you're doing what's called frotchering.
I saw the...
Familiar with that term?
No, I'm not.
You've never heard the term frotcher?
No. How do you spell it?
My estranged wife and I were on a cable car in San Francisco, and she was frotchered, which means, I think I'm pronouncing it correctly, when you're on a crowded subway or you're on like a bus or a cable car, a gentleman will come up next to the woman, and he will rub himself up against her. Not in a really kind way. Really kind way, you know, where he's trying to achieve something, and and so it's actually there are laws against it. So if I got any closer to her at the at the food cart, I would have been frottering her. So I didn't want to do that. But there was no, you know, odor. The bacon is what I smelled.
I saw a beast on Channel 10 this morning.
Oh, my God.
There are some beasts in Philadelphia.
On the Fox Morning News, the beast weather lady, I could smell her through the TV.
Wow.
And I mean, I could smell the feminine odor through the TV. This gigantic beast.
It seems the humidity is going to stay with us for a while.
With a painted on whorish makeup and a big too much hairspray, too much Aquanet blonde hair.
Your yeast you weather forecast.
And you could tell the way she's carrying herself, she fancies herself to be a piece of ass.
Does she have large breasts?
Of course, because she's fat.
Right, and you know, you'd lift each one up and find, you know, some sort of
worms,
family of
insects,
wildlife,
a can of tuna.
Here's your 4-day cheese, Kaz.
I've been watching all the Philadelphia stations, and I cannot yet find one woman even remotely worth getting your jerk onto.
It ain't L.A., that's for sure.
No, not even D.C. You don't even have the Sky Fox girl, Amy Roadblock.
No, they're, I'm sure that we haven't explored all the channels, and well, you probably have.
I have.
You've probably covered all the newscasts.
I have
and all
Channel
the channels.
10, Channel 3, Channel, I don't know, the Channel 6, Action News.
It's like tenure at a school. It's like, yeah. You know, these anchors in the East Coast cities, they achieve tenure. They're here so long that they don't let them go.
What about the lady on the Welcome Channel? She's not bad.
Yeah, but even she's got that thing on the side of her face.
Yeah, she's got some sort of like growth that hangs out there. It looks like a piece of cheese on there you want to pick off. You know, it's nasty. And I really took a good look at her, and that mouth is not attractive.
So did I.
You know,
the problem is, and we're in a great hotel. We have no complaints with the place they're putting us up at.
No.
But there is no. No Spankovision.
No.
There are no nude channels.
Huh, right.
We get HBO, and then beyond that, if you really, you know, if you're desperate, you go to this visitors channel,
right,
where there's a relatively attractive woman who's like telling you how to order a cheesesteak and stuff, so you don't appear to be a tourist.
Right.
And
oh, where's where?
She's almost Mariah Carey-ish. That from one side of her face, she's real attractive, but then on the other side, she's got like this Dr. Evil type. It's not a scar.
Right, but it's a it's like a bump, wart, mole, skin tag, something horrible.
It's leprosy, I think.
It's pretty nasty looking, and her mouth looks like, you know that girl that's on Late Night with Jay Leno, the one that's always like, she's got that kind of mouth. You know, all teeth, just very, very scary looking.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I just want to say about the news ladies.
Yeah.
Look at Cecily Tynan.
What channel?
Channel 6.
Action News?
Oh, yeah.
Cecily Tynan? I loved her in her early career. I love the autobiography of Miss Jane.
No, Mike, that's Cecily Tyson.
Oh, I'm sorry. She does the weather, right?
Is she the weather girl?
She does the weather.
Yeah, nice.
She does the weather. Are you a lesbian, or are you just...
I can go that way sometimes.
Oh, you can.
Really? Would you like to come down and play the nude feud?
Actually, I'm not in Philadelphia right now.
Where are you?
Right now, I'm in Norristown.
Norristown, New Jersey.
That's pretty close.
Norristown.
No, it's not in New Jersey.
Oh, where is it?
Up north.
Pennsylvania.
Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Massachusetts.
Are you lying in bed right now?
No, Ohio. I'm in work.
You sound very, very relaxed.
Yeah, well, I'm listening to your show.
Oh. All right, thank you, baby.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Okay, bye-bye.
Love you.
No, love you.
Love you, too.
Love you.
Idaho, Indiana.
Bye. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
We're doing great, thank you. Hi.
Hey, you guys got to check out Cecily Tynan.
Hey, all right, now that's yep. two. That's a confirmation call.
Guy.
I'm telling you, this girl is a piece of A. What? I am telling you.
What newscast is she on?
Channel 6.
Well, yeah, but which one? Is it mornings,
time?
Afternoons?
I think she usually does the morning show. But,
okay.
Well, that means Michael never see her.
I won't see her now.
She's on before 9 o'clock in the morning. Not a chance Michael see her.
That's what happens when you get in at 5, right?
Well, I caught Regis and Kelly 15 minutes into it. I saw Martin Lawrence come out with his diamond-studded glasses.
Hey!
Yeah, caught that. That was pretty good.
Good for you.
He's still nutty.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Don.
Yeah.
What's going on, brother?
Hey,
Cecily Tynan all the way. But not only Cecily Tynan.
Really?
All of Channel 6. Monica Malpass. Older.
Monica what?
My 24, and she's got to be like a MILF, man, I'm telling you. And Lisa Thomas-Lowry.
Wow.
And all these girls work on Channel 6?
God, yeah, they're all beautiful.
Is it that formula where they have the very young women with the decrepit male anchors?
Yeah.
Thank you, Cecily. Coming up tonight with this news tonight.
I got an idea for you guys to do tonight.
Okay, what?
My original band, Still Standing's, playing the Grape Street Pub in Manayunk tonight, and the bar rocks. Come out, have a drink.
We'll be there.
Yeah, okay.
Count on it.
Bye-bye. All right,
brother.
Bye-bye.
We'll be in hats.
Bye, brother.
We'll be wearing the hats.
See you, brother. Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hola.
All right,
I'll try this one. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hey, Donna.
Hey, yeah, hi.
Listen, you got to check her out. Cecily's on, also on like the 12 o'clock news. She does the weather at the
Okay, so news. We can hang out and
yeah,
watch
her. Check this out. My wife caught this. She's watching it, right? And she used to wear like low cut tops and stuff because she's basically a piece of A.
Right.
One time they popped out by accident.
Oh,
she
no.
was wearing a top, but they popped out.
Her teeth popped out?
Yeah.
Well, you mean nipples and everything?
Well, no, she was wearing a bra. But still, now she wears like, I think she wears a tie.
Like turtlenecks and stuff.
I've got to check this woman out. Listen to the enthusiasm.
Yeah,
that's terrific. Cecily. Yeah, Rob, we're going to get up on the internet.
Donna Mike Show. Hello. Oh, Rob, also, I got another site I want you to go to today. I'm going to write down the name so everybody doesn't go there immediately.
Very good.
Another one. You talked to Lisa about it?
Yeah. Here it is.
Cecily Tynan.
Okay.
There you go.
Okay, so go there also. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hello, yeah, you got to check out that Cecily Tynan chick. They were talking about it in another morning show in Philly, and one of the guys on the morning show works for her at the gym, and they said she's got her belly button pierced and everything.
Oh, there you go. An anchor lady with a pierced navel. That's, man, I think Washington could use that.
She sounds like a bad, bad girl.
Yes. I'm gonna write a letter to Barbara Harrison and ask her if she'll have her belly button pierced.
Too late.
And Joe Krebs.
I think I think that Barbara Harrison has her penis pierced. You know, she had that scrotum thing done.
You wouldn't do Barbara Harrison with Barbara Harrison's?
No, right. That's right. I wouldn't do Barbara Harrison's D with Barbara Harrison's D. And Rob, for the record, Barbara Harrison would be...
I think she's mulatto.
Mulatto.
Ah, very good, Rob.
And that's 50-50?
Yeah, that's a half and half.
Okay. Coffee and cream.
That's right. That's Rob has a chart when you walk into his house. It's the first thing you see.
All right, Rob's trying to get us a picture of this girl now.
I guess this might be the...
This is for a guy that got his first computer about an hour ago.
Yeah. Well, here we go. Yeah.
He pulled it up. I don't know, where do you find the... Like, where do you... Except they don't have glamour shots of, like, the weather girl.
They should. Right. They really should. Is she a weather girl? She's an anchor, right?
No, weather anchor.
Weather girl.
Yeah.
Weather hottie. Weather
whore. Have you found her, Buzz? Do you have a computer over there?
No, not in this room, no.
Okay.
No. All right.
Buzz is like... We're doing the show from Philadelphia. No. Buzz is somewhere in Delaware right now.
There's coach hats and boots.
How are you over there?
Never mind. Go to the other site, Rob. Go to the other one. Just click in the other one and just... This is one that...
bless you.
Bless you. I hope that wasn't heart-related, Mike.
You know, every time you sneeze, your heart skips a beat.
Yeah, don't I know it.
Okay, good.
I don't have many beats left.
Okay. This is a great site that we found that we encourage everyone to go to.
Yes.
RateMyCamelToe.com.
Oh, can I pop around and take a peek?
Take
make a
look.
A note of that.
Take a look at some of the beautiful camel toes and some of the less than beautiful camel toes.
You just go from one to the next to the next.
Yeah,
to the next.
Yeah, and there's comments. People have written comments about the girls. Those almost look like two nuts.
Wow.
Let me see. Oh, there's Britney Spears, camel toe. Let's see what people say about her. Papa Boner says, words cannot do justice to the things that take place between Britney, myself, her pet camel, and a pack of foot-long hot dogs. Then someone else writes, yep, it's a fake toe implant. Someone else writes, I know a virgin when I see one. This little CU in Toledo has definitely seen some action. Her hymen was broken years ago. How do you think she got her own Pepsi commercial?
These are guys that have a lot of time on their hands.
Yeah.
I can't stand Britney, but I'd eat the F out of her.
It's not all they have on their hands.
One word, slut. Someone else writes, I would eat and F that all night. Britney, what's up with that? My hura senses are tingling off to the hura cycle.
That sounds like some sort of internet code.
All right, Rob, go to the next person.
All right.
Go back. Click back.
I like the big giant arrow pointing to the camel toe.
Have you just rated Britney Spears' camel toe?
Just because that was what I was close to.
You gave her a six? Okay.
Now how do you get the...
Now go back. Go to the top.
Yeah.
Back. Right here.
Right there.
Okay, click there. Go back again. Oh, you know what? I think you got to register. I think it's not a free site. See right there where it says you got to be 18 or older, you got to register. And they have the top 10 camel toes. The top rating is an 8.59.
Can I click on that and see if you get another one?
All right, yeah, let's see the top 10. Let's see the top camel toe on RateMyCamelToe.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is it loading?
No, it doesn't seem to be.
No. Maybe it's one of those stupid websites you got to pay to get on.
Not worth it.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, it's a good site.
Good idea.
It's a good site. It's not happening, Mike.
No, not working.
Not working. All right, well, anyway, if you get a chance, it's pretty funny. RateMyCamelToe.com. We were looking at it before the show today. And there are some women on there, and these are photos that are submitted by women.
Oh, really?
Right, right. Yeah, so these are real women who have submitted photos, and there are some women who really should not have their camel toes, much less...
So they're good and bad. It's not just like people like Britney Spears.
No, there are some awful camel toes on there.
Sure.
Some really, really bad ones. Oh, and now you're going to find a picture of that girl?
Yeah.
Is that her? In the blonde?
Can't tell. Hold on, let me find a better picture.
Is she a blonde or brunette? Sounds like she should be a
blonde.
Brunette. Really?
She's a blonde.
She is blonde.
From these pictures I'm seeing, she doesn't look like all that.
Sorry to keep coming over there.
That's all right, Mike.
Cecily Tynan on Channel 6.
No. There's not even a picture on that one, Rob. Click down to Cecily Tynan's AccuWeather forecast. See if there's a picture.
40% chance of popping breasts.
Come on, where is it?
Come on, baby.
Come on now, give us a picture.
Come on.
It's just a weather forecast.
Wait, oh, God, you missed it. They were going
to
do...
Hold on, go to the sunglasses test. Sunglasses test.
Oh, the real...
See that? We're going to see...
Oh, here we go. Oh, nice. It's connecting. Real player, you know.
Yeah, but what if it's audio, not video?
It looks like it's a real player, so it's going to be a video.
Yeah, it's her forecast from last night.
Huh? All right, we're going to see what this gal looks like.
Excellent.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello.
Tynan is so hot.
Hi, what?
Cecily Tynan is so hot.
All right, everybody seems to agree that she's it in Philly. Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, guys, what's up?
Hi.
Letterman, did any of you guys happen to tape it last night?
No.
I got a T-vote at home, but we're in Philly. I didn't see it. Why?
Okay, you're going to want to watch it because at the beginning of the show, Letterman says that before the show, there's always a lot of horseplay and a lot of grab ass. And if you splice it together, you can get Letterman to say ass play.
Good point.
All right. Thank you, my friend.
You bet.
Okay.
Good tip.
Hello, Donna Mike.
Yeah, I just want to tell the guys where they can see Cecily Tynan's picture on the web.
Where?
WPVI.com.
We were just there.
I'm telling you, you guys are looking in the wrong spot. The links, they're... You got to go to, Anchors or something like that, but I've seen her picture there before.
All right. Thanks.
Yeah, I'll tell you, if Cecily Tynan is anything like Cecily Tyson, we are going to be in like Flynn.
Hello, Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Speak to us.
There you go. Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi, this is Jim. I was on the Mets game yesterday.
Hi, Jim. How you doing?
All right. I wanted to call and thank Donna Mike for having me on yesterday.
Oh, great. Pleasure. Oops. I'm sorry. Are you still there?
Apparently not. He's gone. Phones are kind of going crazy this week.
It was fun, Jim.
Okay, enough. You know, enough with this. Everybody, get out of my space.
There you go. That's better.
Get out of my space. Just get off rate my camel toe and just close the whole thing up.
Okay.
Shut it down.
Okay?
Yeah.
Why don't computers work faster, Don?
I think computers generally work plenty fast. I think it's the people who are operating the computers.
I couldn't agree more.
That slow the process down.
What are you talking about?
I don't know. Go to Johnny Roast Beef. Johnny Roast Beef, are you there? Donna Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, it's Sonny Roast
Beef. Johnny Roast Beef?
Yeah, Sonny Roast Beef.
Hey, Johnny.
Mike.
You know, the phones are working as well as the computers are this morning.
Hello? Can you hear me?
We're loading the real player for the phone.
All of the WYSP lines are loaded about the weather lady.
We have to get her on the show now. Now, it's gone beyond simply...
Yeah.
Did she come to a competing operation?
Let's go to Stan. Stan, on the Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, Don. Hey, I got y'all.
Stan Stovall from Baltimore.
Stan.
Hey, Mike. I just
Stanley Sosh.
Joe, any of these calls that you're putting up on the screen, are any of these people still there?
I'm here.
Joe Ardinger. Joe?
Joe,
crack the mic.
We're here.
He's not in the studio.
Guys are getting feedback.
Not Joe?
You would have answered by now.
Yes. Joe?
Nope.
Yes.
Not at the helm.
Who's running the board right now?
What is going on? Nothing's working.
Joe, hold on. Try putting him in audition and out of program.
Uh-huh.
In audition.
Uh-huh.
Out of program. Joe.
Yeah, that's better.
Joe.
Can you hear me?
There.
Now we can hear you, Joe.
Hi, Joe.
All right. We're getting
outside?
Really bad feedback coming back from you on our phone line.
Huh?
Do you have an engineer up there?
Yeah, about a million of them. Joe?
Yes, we're getting a really serious feedback coming back to my board.
Okay. Kind of
here comes an engineer. Congratulations. Now, you're going to have the chance to talk to a borderline retarded man right now. Named Joe Ardinger.
Borderline retarded man?
But Lane can figure it out.
No, we're talking about Ardinger.
This guy's name is Lane.
Lane is fine.
Who is this?
Joe.
Hey, Joe. I'm only hearing you through their headphones.
Right.
Okay.
Joe, tell them what the problem is.
We're getting a really bad feedback coming back to my board.
To his board. And there you go. And that technically...
That is about all he will be able to give you.
We're getting a really bad feedback coming back to my board. Okay. Try it, Joe. Hello, Donna Mike.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you...
Hello, speak to us.
Hello.
Huh. It's fascinating.
So I get anything.
Always an adventure.
I can't work with this guy.
This is true.
Hello. This is the guy we got the dunce cap for.
Absolutely.
The guy back at home.
Might not be his fault, but we're certainly going to blame him.
We're
going to
blame him, yeah.
Give me one, too, won't you?
No.
No.
Joe?
You're doing fine.
Seems to be the problem.
I've got Wendell here. We're trying to figure it out.
All right, well,
you got Wendell there.
Put Wendell on the microphone and let Wendell speak to the engineer here.
Hey, Lane, it's Wendell.
Speaking.
Lane.
Wendell, you want to talk to Lane up here?
Lane, it's Wendell right here.
Can we get Lane some headphones, please?
Lane can't hear.
Here you go, Lane.
Hold on, Lane.
All right, hold on a second. We're getting Lane headphones now. And instantly, while we're doing that, please get the picture of Cecily Tynan up there. Oh, there's a little feedback.
Some feedback.
Oh, there it is.
All right. Power down a minute, Doc.
All right, Lane, are you ready?
Okay.
Oh, my God. Are my headphones loud?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm a rock jock, man. Deal with it.
I like when the engineer was looking at you where to put the headphones, Jack.
All right,
that scared me a little.
Lane, here is Wendell.
Hey, dude.
Hey, Wendell.
How you doing?
How you doing?
what, we have a mixed-minus problem, right?
Yeah, exactly right.
Now, how come you're not putting the headphones on your ears?
Oh,
that might be a good idea.
Are they still too loud?
Really?
I'll turn them down, okay? How's that?
Do you know, forever,
I can hardly hear anything.
Here's a little behind-the-scenes stuff in radio. For years, it is a great tradition. If an engineer comes into the studio, tries on the jock's headset, it's always the same thing. These guys never, ever, they haven't lived with headphones on their heads for 20 years. So it's always like, ow!
Okay, Wendell, go ahead. Talk to him, Wendell.
Can you have them listen to Audition?
No.
Who's them?
That would be
us.
Yes, they are listening to Audition.
We are listening to Audition.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Can you, if you're feeding us program, then can you take the phones and the phone's up there out of program.
The phone is now out of program.
Okay.
Then you will not hear our.
That's
phone
right. That's a problem. Hang on a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, probably something you should have done maybe like an hour before we went on the air today.
You are listening to Behind the Scenes Technical Issues on the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, this happened when you guys were out in California.
Yeah. What, Wendell?
This happened when you guys were out in California. When you keep not taking an engineer with you.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that's the problem that we didn't bring you?
Oh, maybe you could take Mike.
Well, we didn't know we'd need an engineer. I mean, I got an engineer standing right here.
And a fine one at that.
I don't think it's at our end.
There you go.
Well, yeah, that's a standard engineer cop-out, too.
All right, thank you.
See if he bites for that one.
Hey, the trouble's leaving here fine.
Wendell, would you agree with that? The problem is at WJFK?
I think the problem is between us.
Oh.
How do we propose to solve the problem, gentlemen?
We're getting slapback echo from you guys, right?
We're getting what? Slapback echo?
That sounds like something on a B.B. King tour.
The hell is that? It sounds like a snuff film.
Please will you make welcome Slapback Echo.
Right, how
from Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
All right, Lane is going to go take a meeting with Wendell in the other room.
That's great.
See if they can figure out what the frig is going on.
Well, all I know is if it doesn't go well, Wendell is just 2.5 hours by car, and there might be gunplay in Philadelphia today.
This is embarrassing. This is freaking embarrassing. And during all this, Mike, we have a picture now of Cecily Tynan, Action News meteorologist.
Wonderful.
And based on this picture, she looks kind of like Anita Bryant-ish to me. I don't know.
She got a lot of calls. People like her.
Maybe she looks better on TV than in that picture.
I'm sorry, guys. I hate to disappoint everybody.
I mean, but again, if she's the best that Philly has to offer, you know, maybe she is.
You know, it is a still picture. The way she translates on TV, you know, And if she has a pierced navel, though,
we, like, need, some, we need some nude photos of this girl.
Yeah, because she does have that kind of all-American Mary Hart look to her. But if she's got the pierced navel and she's got big cans, but she's wearing that Barbara Bush dress.
Well, maybe that guy that called was right. Maybe that one day her teats did fall out, and now they're dressing her differently.
Cecily Tide and Action News meteorologist, join WPVI TV 6 ABC as the weekend weather anchor and the general assignment reporter at October 95.
And she slept her way to the top?
She came from Vegas.
All right, here's a better picture of her.
That's not her.
This is not her?
No, it's another.
Oh, no, this is Dorothy Krizek, who is the traffic reporter on Fox Channel 10 in the morning.
Who is the piece of ass underneath Cecily Tynan, though? Who is that? That is hot.
That's Damon Wayans.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, Damon Wayans.
Oh, he's already famous.
Hey, look at this girl, though. This is the girl who, like, does the worthless traffic reports on TV in the morning. She's pretty hot.
Yeah.
I saw her on TV.
Madonna, Bette Midler kind of way.
I do her. And is there
Dorothy Krusiuk?
And is there anything more worthless than traffic reports on TV in the morning?
All I know is that Channel 5 in Washington, that beautiful lady that they thrust up into that helicopter.
Amy Roadblock.
It's very unfortunate. She ought to be in the studio.
She's so cute.
She's wonderful.
She is so cute.
And you know that all the other, you know, battle axe anchors are just waiting for that chopper to hit some ground fog.
Battle axe. Lane McCarthy. Back in the day, like
Lark McCarthy.
Lark McCarthy. Lane. 200 pounds ago was really, really a hot, hot, hot piece of that.
What a nice compliment.
She got tenure. Once they get tenure, they turn into football players.
Hello. Don and Mike, hello.
Hey, yeah. Carrie Lee from Fox News. She's the anchor in the morning.
Here we go. What's her name?
Carrie Lee.
How do you feel about Dorothy Krusiuk?
She's okay, but she got buck teeth. You gotta look at her teeth.
Yeah, see the teeth?
She's got buck teeth.
Buck teeth.
Yeah.
See, when you're on the TV, everybody has an opinion.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, thank you. Listen,
Dorothy was born in Poland.
Oh,
okay.
So that's
funny. Well, who is gonna get their traffic from a Polak?
Hey.
I mean, come on.
Watch it.
You know. Who possibly is going to believe her?
Don't forget to drive on the right side of the road!
That's about as ridiculous as the Pope going to a youth conference.
That's an unfair stereotype.
That made me laugh when I watched the news last night. The Pope is at a youth conference.
Mm-hmm.
Please. The Pope.
Cruising.
The Pope with a bunch of kids.
Who do you think will die first, the Pope or Bob Hope?
Pope.
Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah.
Hope will live forever.
I saw the picture of the Pope, and he is just not even there.
They just signed them both up for celebrity boxing.
We got a break.
Hope and hope.
We got a break. I'm not really sure which line you should call on to get through.
Kick his ass.
I know that the WYSP lines are operating.
Right.
The national number, apparently there is a problem somewhere.
Huh. Yeah, but we've got Joe and Wendell and Lane up here. Is that the engineer, Lane?
Yeah.
Right.
So someone's working on it. Anyway, call one of the numbers. Just call 411 and tell them you want to get through to the Don and Mike Show. It'll be the 100th caller now, and we'll give you a shot at $20,000 with the celebrity burp. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Our campaign's been broke for months.
Honor you!
Okay, fine.
Thank you very much.
Mom, will you go back to the hotel?
The Don and Mike Show.
With a zero tolerance policy for everything, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we got one guy here and the one really hot girl for the dude feud. We might just do a one-on-one edition.
Yeah, that could work.
However, the telephones, they remain in flux.
Yeah, we're having a bit of a technical issue between our station in D.C. and our station in Philly.
Very interesting, because what I've been hearing now are the engineers arguing with each other, but doing it very
politely.
Where,
as engineers are often wont to do.
The engineer at WYSP Lane will say, well, it appears that everything is okay on our end.
Well, it appears that you're the CF, sir.
And then Wendell Hall would say back to him, well,
Have you taken it out of program? Take it out of program.
And then Lane.
Now listen, I know this is a big unplay, but you better get a fix.
Lane would look at the board and go, "Yes, it's out of program. I believe the problem is on your end."
And in his younger days, you might remember our engineer Lane. He played Animal on Sesame Street. He was the drummer, and he did a fine job. It was terrific. Now Lane, is it true? Isn't there a picture of you is that you from the old days? Right over there?
That's 4 weeks ago.
That one right there. That's you, isn't it?
Yeah.
Lane has looked like Lane does right now for a very, very long time.
Yes, he has. Very hippie-fied.
I mean, absolutely covered with facial and long hair.
Very hippie-fied, but yeah. Mike, a cigar smoker, and I might say, a man who enjoys his Fuentes.
Oh, very good. Uh-huh. There you go. Good man. You know, fantastic.
Right away, he smelled it on me. As soon as I came in, he said, what have you been smoking? I said, Fuente. He said, I love me the short stories.
You know, and I gather just by looking at you and knowing Don that, you know, in your younger days, both of you probably spoke the same things, too.
Yeah. Didn't come in the nice wooden boxes. It came in baggies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lane,
do you want to try this again?
For the record, yes. Who would you like to blame right now, officially, for the problem with the phones? If you had to say it's your fault or the other guy's fault, who would you say?
I'd like to see if it works first.
All right, let's try it.
Such Joe, an engineer.
He's very diplomatic.
Joe, plop down a line. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, I'm caller 100.
Listen to that, huh?
Yay.
Perfection has been achieved.
Hooray. Any idea how you guys did that, Lane?
Well, I'm going to blame the makers of us.